What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today is Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. And y'all, we're so glad that you all could be with us this morning. Y'all, if this is your first time tapping into Speak Your Success, want to let you know a few things. When you come here, we're always going to give you entertainment. We're always going to give you education. And you know, we got to give you a little bit of empowerment. All right, family. So you're in for a great show today. We're glad to be rocking and be rolling with you this morning. And y'all know we typically can't keep going. We can't keep moving, can't keep grooving until we bring out our y'all. But before we even go any further, like give me one word that describes your week. Just drop something in the chat that's describing the type of week that you want to have, right? Is it terrific? Is it phenomenal? Is it amazing? Is it not terrible, right? Because we want to speak things that are positive and speak things that are uplifting and speak things that are continuing to move us forward and push us for the type of week that we desire to have. And y'all, look, there goes our co-host right there. Bow. Producer Brid in the building. Bow. Okay.
Whoa. Okay. I'm trying to figure
Producer
out.
Brid. Yeah. Hey. Okay. You there?
Am I there?
You just going to rock. You just going to have to rock right there. Yeah. Producer Brid, dang. Okay, look, I was about to transition straight from the source with that scripture on your screen.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. But look, y'all, so we're live. Like we told y'all yesterday, man, we're back. So, you know, being back sometimes means making sure that new machines continue to work the way that they're supposed to, okay? Yeah. Okay. There we go, Producer Brid. Just tell me what you want me to do next, Brid, and then we're going to rock with it.
Rolling right into straight from the source.
Y'all, in this morning, what I want to hit on straight from the source, the scripture I want to dive into today is going to be Romans chapter 12. And I want to hit on verse 4 and verse 5. All right, Romans chapter 12, verse 4 and verse 5. Feel free to get your digital Bible or just tap right in with us on the screen. And this text reads, "For just as we have many parts in one body, all the body's parts do not have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually parts of one another." All right. And I wanted to read this text because this is giving us a framework for what it looks like to be in biblical community or building a kingdom community, if you will. Right, because what it says a little bit further down in the text is it talks about, Paul gives us the metaphor when he begins to speak and talk about eyes, and he talks about the hands, and he talks about the feet and the heart, and these are all parts of the body, but guess what? They have different functions, and just as our body has different parts that do different things, so are each one of us who make up the kingdom of God, right? Because they're all different. They don't look alike. They don't do the same job because if we don't have the eyes, then the eyes can't see. And if the eyes can't see, then they can't help the hand know what it's supposed to do and what that next part is. So y'all, so the first thing is that not everyone is going to be somebody who preaches. Not everyone is going to be somebody who leads. Then on the other side, everybody ain't gonna be the one singing, and nor do we want everyone to sing, or even on the other side of build businesses. However, when we put all these things together, now we begin to have, like, I don't know why I'm getting the visual of like the Avengers and the Infinity Stones. When they put the five different stones together, then that makes a strong fist, and now we're able to have more power than versus just like one finger. Right. So another point that I want to break down is in the text, it talks about we who are many are one body in Christ. Now, this is something that's really powerful, right? Because each and every one of us has gifts, has passions, and has things that we can use for our own self-benefit, and which we should. But then the other part is it's not just for us. right? Because the church is phenomenal, right? And delivering the word, providing praise and worship. However, but when we bring those gifts into the church, now the church is even better, because the text even says, in the Bible, it tells us that we are the church. So understanding that your business, you are the church, right? Your voice, you are the church. So we're to utilize those gifts for the kingdom, utilize those gifts to make our relationship with God look attractive, right? And giving God honor and glory for those gifts and for those things, so that now when people see, oh, wow, how are you so talented? Who gave you the wisdom to start the business? How are you such a great leader? Well, God gave me wisdom. And then through that wisdom, I was able to utilize and leverage those gifts. And they'd be like, well, how can I get a relationship with God? Like, what does that look like? And then we go ahead and bring them into the fold, right? We bring them into the fold, because at the end of the day, we're strong individually, but we're better together, right? And as we're together, then my growth is going to impact your growth. Then your obedience is going to impact me as well. And your absence is also going to affect the body as a whole. So family, that's straight from the source today. Take time, identify what is your gift, right? What is your gifting? Is it leadership, right? Is it the ability to have conversations with people and network in that way? Is it maybe to sing? And then when we identify these gifts, now we can not only show up and know where we can add value to our church, because your church shouldn't only add value to you, right? Yeah, you want to get a good word and you want to make sure that you leave inspired, and you want to make sure you leave with something, but you also should leave something with the people, right? So think about that this week. Think about that today. And from that point, now we can begin to consider and begin to see, well, how can I leverage something to be able to pour back in? Like I said, Romans 12, verses 4-5 today was straight from the source. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel here at Speak Your Success Media to make sure you don't miss any of our content and make sure you don't miss any of our episodes. So now we're going to go ahead and get ready to transition. And now we're going to go ahead and this part of the show. Now we're going to go ahead and I want to get into my black history figure. Producer Bree, you ready to do that? Gonna rock with the black history figure today. I'll talk about her. I'll talk about her. It's okay. Yep. It'll be brief. But man, shout out to Rosa Parks. Right, we know Rosa Parks as sitting on the bus and not wanting to give up her seat when she sat on the bus. However, there was somebody that actually came before Rosa Parks. According to what technology tells me, it was Miss Claudette Colvin, okay? Miss Claudette Colvin, she's most notably known for, she was arrested for refusing to give up her seat months before Rosa Parks, okay? And this is somebody who is often overlooked, so we wanted to make sure to show her love, because she refused to give up her seat in Montgomery, Alabama in March 1955. So this was 9 months before Rosa Parks. So Miss Colvin, we celebrate you and we honor you on this day for being our Black History influential figure. Producer Britt agrees because she is smiling from ear to ear right there. We see her. She agrees in the photo.
I'm here.
Oh, God. So yeah, just go back to that other picture, Brid. Just go back to that other video that's right there in your face. Pow.
No,
right there in your face. Just go
that.
Back to
No, it's okay. Oh, just keep going, okay. Doing what you're doing.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna dive into a little bit of sports. I pulled up some sports from last night. And yesterday, it was interesting that we're talking about Floyd Mayweather and we're talking about Mike Tyson. And then Netflix puts out a graphic talking about Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. And I'm like, what is going on right now? Because one thing I've realized about boxing, it's like it's a game within a game. Because it's like boxers agree, hey, I'm going to call Floyd. Hey, I'm going to call Manny. It's like, look, we just going to talk real big and get people excited, make them spend all this money. And then after, we're going to be paid and then people are going to be disappointed in the fight. Okay, I'm tired of this boxing. I'm tired of it. If y'all gonna talk up a fight, make sure it's a good fight. Anyway, in sports. I'm getting off track. Okay, So what is happening or what happened last night in sports? Last night, we actually had Louisville. Where we at? Last night in sports. Oh, man, I lost my notes.
Live.
Brit, I lost my note. We live. But what happened last night was the Houston Rockets beat the Utah Jazz. Brit, almost normal score. 125 to 105. Okay. They came from behind. Look, Jabari, 31 points from Jabari Smith Jr. Okay, putting up good numbers. And 20 from A-Man Thompson. Okay. And I like A-Man Thompson. He came from that overtime elite group. You know, the boys that play in that dome in Atlanta because they decide not to go to college, but they go overtime elite and they get developed there. Yeah. So that's good. Then, like I was saying about Louisville, North Carolina. Okay. So UNC knocked off Louisville 77-74. Seth Trimble had a career night, 30 points. Getting buckets. Okay. Yeah. Getting buckets. Number five, Houston lost to Kansas. Ooh, upset veal. Okay, 69-56. That's a Big 12 matchup right there. It's a good Big 12 matchup. And Houston been doing their thing. You know, they got the chip last year, and they also have one of Master P's sons on their team over there at Houston.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah. Okay, so, you know, pretty much light night on the sports, light night on the sports. Ready with this producer, Brid? Look at her, different angle this morning. Different angle. That girl is giving us talk show right now, for real.
We got the cup and the screen. I have a camera here. It don't matter, okay?
Camera A, camera B.
Okay, I got a camera right in front of me. Okay, so normally, you know, I got my graphics, you know, probably because my laptop's about to die, so that's probably what's happening. I just want to say, so yesterday, what'd you eat for dinner? Let's get into it. We didn't get to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, yesterday I had some Lotus sweet potato fries. So I did sweet potato fries, put some chicken on top with my protein, put a little cheese, put a little bit of Scott's special spice on top. Loaded. I regretted it after because I was like, my stomach was like, wait, what's going on? I wasn't sure. But, yeah, that's what I did last night because what'd you have for dinner last night?
I went to go help Priscilla, you know, she's moving. She leaves out here. Mm-hmm. Her and her husband, Justin, they're out of here March 1st. So I went to go help them pack. The moving truck will be here on Wednesday, Jonathan, Wednesday morning. So I went over there. I did my thing. We packed up the kitchen, packed up some coats, and, yeah. So I was over there, and then they just bought me some Wingstop. So, I just had little wings.
Yeah. Okay, the wings have a good look.
Yeah, it was a lot of boneless wings, but I was there for it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was one of those things because I had chicken for lunch. So, I was like, my stomach was heavy. I had just had chicken all day. It was just chicken.
Can't get away from that chicken.
Okay, so like I said, I don't have my graphic, so you know, just bear with me on that one, guys. So you know how what's his name, Kevin Durant, he did the CeraVe commercial with the lotion with the legs, because he always ashy. Do you know how much he got paid for that?
$2 million.
$2 million for how long?
I don't know how long it was, but I know
two
it's $2
hours.
Million. He said for a couple of hours.
Two hours. $2 million for 2 hours. And, you know, he just made a joke, or not a joke. He made a point. He was like, you know, what am I supposed to do? Say no. Like, it's $2 million for 2 hours.
Hey, I'll let y'all rub lotion on my legs for $2 million. What are we talking about?
Okay, so keep that in mind. I'm coming back to that.
Okay.
Walgreens. Okay, I like Walgreens. I am a Walgreens person over CVS. I just grew up with Walgreens more.
Okay.
There's a lot of CVS's down here in downtown area where I live, so you know I have no choice now. But I am a Walgreens girl. Walgreens, they are preparing to lay off more than 600 employees in the U.S. this month. So.
Dang.
I know. Everything's kind of Pizza Hut closing. The salad to go place closing.
Rudy's closing.
Rudy's Chicken in Dallas closing. Everybody came out. The line was in the street, honestly. The line was like,
wow.
Yeah, like the people showed out, wow. But it was like, we all showed out too late, okay? Because they needed
y'all
months ago.
Okay.
So everybody in there taking pictures of in front of the store. And, I mean, like, I get it, supporting, trying to get your content. Rudy's trying to make that money. So, yeah, I don't know how to feel about that one. But everybody's just, you know, everything's going down. Okay, so I'm kind of all over the place right now because, you know, just my situation. Movies coming out this year, Jonathan, IMAX movies in particular. So we have Super Mario Galaxy.
Okay.
Into that?
Okay. I like Super Mario. That's
coming out April 3rd. And then we also have, you know, the Michael Jackson movie. That's April 24th. Toy Story 5, June 19th. So, has Baby Jones seen any Toy Stories yet? Is he
we haven't shown him the Toy Stories yet. But I mean, okay. we're showing him movies. Yeah, like I mean, that's not something we keeping from him. But we typically will ask him, "What do you want to watch?" And he'll typically be like, "Dinosaurs." So we'll play the same movie, or we'll try to introduce him into some other stuff. Like
but
a couple weeks ago, you watched Utopia.
Toy Story, since you haven't really introduced it to him.
I mean, we haven't put it in front of him just yet.
Okay, well, he needs to catch up by June. He got to June. Okay, he needs to catch
up. He'll be caught up by then. Once we show him the first one, he's going to be on. Because you know the fifth one. You know, are you about to talk about it a little bit or no?
Go ahead.
Have you seen the preview? Yeah, because the fifth
John.
One,
you know.
they're battling against technology. Okay, so Toy Story, kudos to being relevant. Kudos to being on point. It just makes sense. Yeah, I appreciate it too. I was like, Gabby Showman's like, they're battling against technology. I said, wow. Story. At first, I was like, why did they make another Toy Story? But Toy Story has yet to let me down. Okay, so
I agree.
I'm rocking. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, and then we have Supergirl coming out June 26th. How you feel about that? Supergirl. Not Supergirl. She's Supergirl.
I need to look that up. Is this animated or this is like live action movie? Do you know who Supergirl is? Supergirl. I don't know about Supergirl.
It's all right. Let's keep going. Okay, so we got Minions 3 coming out July 1st. And then we got Moana, the live action movie. Did you cry in Moana like everybody else? Did you cry?
I did. What are you talking about, the first one or the second one?
I didn't see the second one, so the first one.
I haven't seen the second one either, but I'll sing the song.
All right, moving right along.
No way.
We got Matt Damon, the one and only Matt Damon in The Odyssey coming out July 17th, 2026. I'm excited for that because Matt Damon is amazing. And then we got Resident Evil coming out September 18th. We got Tom Cruise coming out with a movie called The Digger. That's going to be October 2nd. Don't know what that is.
Okay.
Then we got Street Fighter. I'm excited for Street Fighter.
That's gonna be good. I love the game too.
So it's gonna be October 16th, and then The Hunger Games is doing their prequel. So did you watch The Hunger Games?
I've watched them all. Okay, great.
That's all I need to hear.
So we got
The Hunger Games, Sunrise on the Reaping, okay? That comes out November 20th, 2026. Now, I was working at because I was in college, so I was working at the movie theaters when Hunger Games was coming out. Packed. Phenomenon. Crazy. something I've never seen in my life. Just people just coming, standing, waiting, buying tickets, coming late at night. And, you know, we get to see the movies before they come out, obviously, because we have the employee screening. And, yeah, I loved every single Hunger Games. I'm excited for this.
May the odds ever be in your favor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you remember Chronicles of Narnia? You know, this is kind of like back in high school, really. We had to read that in school, the Chronicles of Narnia. So now the Narnia is coming back with the magician's nephew. So I don't know if that's a prequel. I don't know if that's a sequel. I have no idea, but Narnia is coming back. It's coming back. The magic wardrobe. Okay.
Lord, these spinoffs is spinning off.
I know,
but I can't be mad about it. I hope they're just good. I just hope they're good, Brit. I just like we're talking about the other day. I just hope they're good. That's it.
Okay, I got a few more. I got the Dune Part 3. My sister's gonna be so upset with me. I still have not watched any of the Dunes.
Oh,
I don't have 7 hours.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Get you some snacks. Get you a blanket.
It's that good, Jonathan.
A beverage. I mean, they're cool. I enjoy them because all the elements are there, right? There's the adversity and there's a little bit of the romance there, and
okay,
it's there. And it has, like, I feel like it has deeper meaning than what it is, but yeah, it's there.
Okay, and then Doomsday. I mean, I'm sorry. Dune Part 3 is going to be in competition with Avengers Doomsday, and that is bringing back Robert Downey Jr. as the villain.
That is true. Oh my goodness, they're going head to head.
They're going same day. Same day.
That's
Jogu,
like that time 50 Cent. That's like time 50 Cent and Kanye went head to head.
Yeah.
With an album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
Yeah, we're going to see. Okay. So those are all the movies coming up 2026. I'm excited for the rest of the year. I think my favorite one that I'm going to want to watch is, I will say, Toy Story. Now I know that they're fighting technology. And then probably The Odyssey. I'm excited to see that. Okay. Moving right along. Like you said, Floyd Mayweather said he's coming out of retirement to fight one exhibition battle fight with Mike Tyson. And then he's also going to have the fight in Las Vegas with Manny Pacquiao, and that is in September. But he also, right here, I got a headline right here, says Floyd Mayweather announces his return to professional boxing, and he also files a $340 million lawsuit against Showtime alleging he was cheated out of significant earnings. Okay, so it's saying yes, he is set to fight Mike Tyson in April 25th, and that's going to be in the Dominican Republic of Congo, with plans of another professional debut following like I said, in September with Manny Pacquiao. In addition to his return, he's filing for the lawsuit. He was cheated, and he is seeking damages for fraud, breach of contract, and other claims. So he's trying to get all his money at one time during this quarter of the year. He said, I want all my money right now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Boy, trying to get the money to bet on himself. He's trying to get the money. You know how he do.
That's
put all
crazy.
His money up on. But I mean, so what I feel like this is not necessarily the lawsuit part, but with the Mike Tyson and the Manny Pacquiao, like I feel like he's achieved such a level of greatness that he has to find another way to push himself. And I think to push himself to keep working out and just to stay in that top tier boxing shape, he needs to tell himself, oh, there's a carrot at the end of this month or this quarter. So I'm just going to say I'm going to do an exhibition fight against Mike Tyson, which I feel is basically going to be a glorified sparring match. And then he's gonna drive great business to the, you said, the Republic of Congo.
Yeah,
they're gonna do amazing numbers for, you know, them out there and everything like that. So he's doing a lot of good.
Got it.
And I mean, he's benefiting from it. So good for him. Good for him. Yeah.
Love
Showtime,
that. Love
pay
that.
Up.
Yes.
Showtime.
I know. Yeah, we're gonna see if, you know, if he wins that. Okay, moving right along. Okay, so there's a blizzard that's hitting the Northeast with 2 feet of snow, shutting down airports, and over 4,800 U.S. flights have been canceled. Okay, so a powerful blizzard brought air travel across the East Coast to a near standstill on Monday, forcing airlines to cancel thousands of flights and disrupting service through at least Tuesday. The storm is blanketed areas from Maryland to Maine with heavy snow and strong winds, left near 2 feet of snow from New Jersey and in Long Island. The National Weather Service warned that dangerous travel conditions due to blowing snow and low visibility. More than 4,800 U.S. departures have been canceled, and about 20% of scheduled flights were canceled Monday morning, far above the typical 1% daily of cancellation rate. It's crazy how it's like we have a normal cancellation rate. We're always going to cancel flights. Airlines including American, Delta, JetBlue, Spirit, and United waive change fees due to travelers' flexibility, while Southwest allowed free rebooking within 2 weeks. Okay, carriers often cancel flights ahead of major storms to prevent aircraft and crews from being stranded and to speed speed up recovery once conditions improve. The storm continues just a few weeks after the January system that happened last time. So American Airlines said they are paying up to 200. Oh, I'm sorry. Nope. Let me read that right. The storm comes just 2 weeks after January winter system caused widespread travel chaos and cost American Airlines up to $200 million, highlighting the ongoing challenges airlines facing. Yeah, just a little thing about American Airlines. You know, they've been on strike for a long time, but they are pressuring their CEO of American Airlines to resign. Jonathan, I saw a story about that. They want that man to quit because he ain't doing nothing. He ain't making no change. Yeah. So that's all I got. So if you got some news you got for me, send it to me in my DMs on Instagram or TikTok. I'll put it in the rotation. And next time you watch the show, you might see what you saw scrolling. Okay, Jonathan. Back to Katie when he said, I got paid $2 million for 2 hours of work. And he quoted, he's like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to say no? Now.
Of course not.
Do you remember the conversation when the boxer was on the pivot and he did, you know, what was his name?
Channing Crowder.
And what was his name? The boxer?
You talking Terrence about Bud Crawford?
Was that
Crawford? Yeah, Terrence Crawford or Bud Crawford. He goes by either. Yeah, yeah.
Bud Crawford. Okay. And so
Bud champion. Okay. Okay. Just put champion in front of it. Whatever you call it.
Okay.
Champion. Just put him champion. Okay.
Everybody got on Channing's butt because, you know, he was like $100 million. You can have my soul. And then he came back. And was like, okay, I just want to start. Do you think that got taken out of context?
I didn't see the full interview. So I can't say if it did or didn't, but either way, saying a statement like that, and for him to, like, he typically is a jokester, but but that's something that you wouldn't want to joke about is what I will say. So in context, out of context, either way, that's something you don't want to play with. Like, yeah, I'll sell my soul for $100 million. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. So
is Kevin Hart saying like $2 million? What am I supposed to say? No. If it was $100 million, what if he said the same thing?
Well, but he's not talking about selling his soul. He's talking about selling his time. With Kevin Durant, from my take, right, for $2 million, because I mean, like we got to look at what we're talking about here. Kevin Durant, like, his time literally is money, right? Because just like me and you've been talking about offline, as I've been preparing for this presentation with the NCAA, and I'm talking about name, image, and likeness. Okay. This is Kevin Durant's name, and there is a price that's associated with the amount of time that he can give to something and that he should be compensated for. So, yeah, I don't think those are the same. I feel like those are two different conversations, because we're talking about a business agreement, and Channing Tatum is talking about...
Nope, not Channing Tatum.
The names. Channing Crowder. And Channing Crowder is talking about, like, a life agreement. So...
Okay,
that's my take on it.
Because he did respond back, so I just want you to listen.
Okay.
This.
Yeah. What'd he say?
Oh, well, it's plugged up here. It's just live. Everything's just happening.
They're sold for money. Everything. They sold. And that's what I'm saying. The Christian soul, religious soul, that doesn't have a price. But you see about the Illuminati stuff you hear about, I'm going to bring up a celebrity that said they sold their soul for money. They sold out of what they're supposed to be. Like, that's why I started seeing, like, now I started getting deep when people were texting me, hitting me. And I don't do social media, but people text me like, yeah, sending me clips of all that stuff. My point was that Bud Crawford's about to go fight. He don't have to sell his soul to fight. What's he, 42-0? Mm-hmm. He's going to have a 43rd fight. And when the number gets high enough, he's going to do it. And I want everybody to apologize to me. That's what I want. I'm going to say it right now. Everybody that criticized me in 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, whenever it is, when somebody offers Bud that sack and he goes back in that ring and starts boxing, y'all say, Crowder, I'm sorry. I apologize to you because you were right. You don't have to sell your soul. With $100 million, I'll fight a giraffe, a lion, a tiger, a penguin at the same time. $100 million?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's a lot of money. That's life-changing generation money we talk about with so many other people. I was saying that there's a price on him getting back in the ring, not selling your soul that Christ gave me and all. And I'm glad how you articulated, because that's what people were saying.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the devil now. I'm not going to be the devil for $100 million. I go slap me a bitch in the face for $100 million. Though. Like, what are y'all talking about? It gets so serious and so deep. And that was what I was saying. There's going to be a time, again, where Bud gets back in that ring because the price is right.
Yeah, I think when Bud followed up what you said about...
Okay, Jonathan, what do you think about that?
I mean, I can appreciate him clarifying, but that's the thing with social media and the internet, right? To where we're not in the room, so we don't, like, there's not that time for him to clarify. It's a conversation and something that he said and put on his platform and then taken and ran with it. So, I mean, yeah, I can appreciate the clarification. And now hearing him say that, I believe that there is going to be some truth to that, just like we see Floyd Mayweather coming back. And I believe that we will see Bud Crawford coming back and doing a fight. But the only separation I want to make is that I feel that, or not really separation, but the only perspective that I want to share is that there are a lot of factors going around, right? And if that price does get to a certain point to where Bud Crawford's like, you know what? It does make sense for me to get off this couch. You know what? It does make sense to put this business over here to the side. Let me go get this bag, and then let me go do what I want to do with this money. Mm-hmm. So that's my thoughts. What about you? What you feeling on the situation?
I agree with you. And like when I heard the clip when he said it, like I didn't think anything bad, because I guess if you think about them always, like, you know, ha ha kiki and on the podcast and. I mean, it's $100 million. So it was just like...
a lot of money.
Yeah. So it's like, I get it. Like, it's a joke. And yes, the internet can like... Everybody's just so serious, you know? And I feel like... I don't know. I didn't think that much into it, honestly. I really didn't. Because I'm like... He probably will get off the couch if the number's right, you know, whatever it is. Because it's like you just said, Floyd Mayweather doing it. So, yeah, I didn't really have a lot of, like, thought into it. I was just like, I didn't really have a lot of thought into it at all. So,
I get that. For sure. But yeah, you know, the internet, social media, we just got to be careful. We just got to be careful, everybody. Just be aware and be careful that whatever you say, that there's always going to be, you know, multiple sides to that equation, multiple sides to what people feel, what people think, how they interpret it, whatever it is, even though that might not have been Channing's intent, right? That people going to do what they do, say what they say, and, you know, they're going to move and proceed with it however they feel. So, yeah. That's good though. That's good. I can't hear you right now, Britt.
I was like, yeah, you know, I just haven't asked Jonathan that at all. So I just wanted to ask to see what your thoughts were, honestly.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay, what you got, man? Because I got technical difficulties. That's what I got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen the beef between, you seen the exchanges between T.I. and 50 Cent?
I mean, no. Like, what's happening? Just, like, update me. What's going on?
Apparently, beef is happening. So I was watching a clip yesterday from T.I. He was on $1 million worth of game. And, you know, Gilly and his co-host, I cannot remember his name, his cousin right now. I don't know why I can't remember his name. But... So they asked him, like, what's the – Wallow, there we go. Thank you so much. And they were asking him, like what's the deal? What's going on? T.I. happened, okay? So we were out in L.A., and he said they were out there selling some shows. Uh-huh. And I'm like, wait, what? So they were just talking about it like they're selling T-shirts out the trunk. But he was like, yeah, was out here, was talking. T.I. was like, look, this is what we're going to do. He said, I'm going to step out and then, you know, do the thing with the shows. And he said, then you're going to pop out. All right, cool, so let's do that. Okay. And then T.I. led with his part of the bargain. But then when 50 came out, then it was like he acted like he didn't know what T.I. was doing. And T.I. was like, nah, he's fake to me.
You know exactly. And then, you know,
and then the whole thing that was supposed to happen also with them, with them going head to head in the verses. And then. You know, Wallow and Gilly were like, so what you gonna do the verses? He was like, nah, man. He said, I don't got no respect for him. And I was like, ooh, okay. Mm. Okay. Then, I mean, last night I was scrolling down the timeline and I seen a meme from ATL. Mm-hmm. Remember when it was Big Boy and then Ant? Mm-hmm. So it was 50 Cent's face replacing Big Boy's. Mm-hmm. And then it was T.I.'s son, King, his face was replacing Ant. Uh-huh. And he was like, what I tell you about this game? Grown man Benny. He's like, boom, got you, boy. 50 Cent is so, he's so terrible when it comes to, you know, just really haunting people and trolling people online. So really I saw that. Then I saw 50 post a picture of Tiny. It looked like she was performing. And then, like, she had, like, a Marilyn Monroe situation going. Like, the wind blew up her dress. And then, oh, T.I. was like, oh, so you want to take it here. And I saw him drop a diss record. And that's what I know so far.
Yeah, he gave it to the radio station. I saw that it went to the radio station. Oh,
T.I. said, you want war? So this is where
we're
at. Why
we gotta have all this beef?
And it's wild because, Britt, it seemed like, I mean, it doesn't seem
like
2 days
left of Black History Month.
Hey, and it was a while ago, but you remember that whole beef with, like, this isn't the same, but between Black influential men, but it was... Mike Epps and Shannon Sharp. Remember that? And we got the beef and then they ended up sitting down and squashing it, I believe, at All-Star like last year.
Oh yeah, okay.
But now it's like, come on, y'all. Like what is really happening? Because it's crazy. These are two extremely influential Black men.
Absolutely.
Who like are doing it at a high level. Mm-hmm. You got 50 rolling out the whole Power series and then he got his own network and T.I. doing his thing. And it's like, bro, what are we talking about right now?
Right.
So I don't know, bro. We're going to continue to follow the story. And, you know, what I see, I'll continue to bring back. I wanted to play some of the track, but the track has some language on it. And we didn't want to get in on that.
Yeah,
right there.
You even thinking about that.
Yeah. No. I thought about that. So, yeah, man, but we just got to do better. We just got to do better. Like, y'all are too powerful. Like, yeah, y'all could, you know, unalive each other, but, like, let's not even go there. Like, let's stop with the violence.
Stuff and, like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man. So, yeah, that's my thoughts, Britt. We gotta move forward, man. We gotta move. Yeah. T.I., just teach those big words that you use to some kids somewhere else, you know? Like, use your time and energy in a good place. Yeah, that's a good, yeah. So, anyway. But something else he said in the interview, Britt, he said on Me Not Forever Game. So they asked him, he said, so where do you feel like the rap game is now? And T.I. was like, well, homie, so I feel like it's in a mid metamorphosis. Wallow was like, what the hell? Red. He was like, he looked so confused. He looked so confused. He was like, what? And he was like, let me explain. And then he was like, you know how, you know, it's a caterpillar and then it becomes a butterfly.
He did not.
I promise you, I will see.
He did not.
I will post the clip on Speaking Success in the morning on Instagram.
Hollering,
I will
please post
it and put it on TikTok. Yes. He said, so you know how it's like a caterpillar and then a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, but it cocoons itself. I said, oh my God. But he said, I feel like that's where rap is right now. He said, it's like in that process. So it's like a mid metamorphosis. So it's like going through a transition. But then he said he believes that it's still going to come out something beautiful like a butterfly. And I was like, T.I., I don't know what you're saying. And I don't even know if I agree with that either. But that's what he said. But he said he feel like this is where hip-hop is. What are your thoughts? I dabble. I started listening to the J. Cole project. I'm probably four songs in the 40, right? Four songs.
Yeah, Jermaine.
Yeah, okay. Got him in Future, but what are your thoughts with hip hop? Where is hip hop? Is it metamorphosis, or do you have another long TI word to give us? That you
I
feel
don't
like
have
is
that much to give you, honestly. I don't know when it comes. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I really don't know because I don't really get into it like that. You know, I got my artists. They got their songs. I like some of the songs. And then I go from there. Because I'm like, sometimes when I hear people talk about, you know, just like beefs or just things that's going on in hip hop. And I'm like, is it necessary? Like, is everybody getting paid? Are we okay? Did you apologize? Y'all want to be friends with him? You ain't got to be friends with him. And it's just like, I don't know. It just seems like a whole bunch of boys on a playground. Like, y'all okay? Like, y'all want to be friends? Recess.
Boys on the playground.
Like, why are y'all beefing all the time? Y'all need to grow up. Okay.
It's wild out here, man.
It's jibber jabber y'all be talking about. Pour some of that back in the community. It's like, well, they do, Brittany. Do some more. Okay.
Do some more.
Do some more that you're not talking about each other. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. It just makes no sense. Like, y'all are grown men arguing.
Grown men driving whatever car you want to drive, living wherever you want to live. And if your jewelry is yours, great. If it's rented, it's great. Don't nobody care now in 2026. Like, y'all got whatever you want and, you know, you can move however you feel. But, like, there's real people out here, like, working these jobs. And they be like, hey, man, y'all actually got it pretty good. So I don't even know why y'all beefing.
Like,
if you want
up.
Beef. Yeah, if you want beef, pull up to somebody who out here rocking with a squeegee in front of 7-Eleven getting it going, okay?
Okay.
If you want beef. Okay, because they have it for you. But
because
yeah,
so, you know why? Mm. It's a choice to be offended, okay?
Oh.
It's a choice. Okay? And black people need to understand that, y'all, it is a choice to be offended. You do not have to take someone's words as, you know, disrespect. You could just let it just roll off on you, let it go over your head. You know, what are your thoughts, Jonathan?
I mean, I'm with you, and you actually brought another thought to mind. But I mean, yeah, it is a choice to be offended. the other part is it's just difficult sometimes to really like lasso in those feelings and those emotions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I will say that for me, right? For me personally, mm-hmm. at times it can be, you know, frustrating, especially with, so for me, it's not everybody, right? If somebody's saying something to me and I don't really have a relationship with them, whatever, I'll move on. We'll mm-hmm. pass through. Mm-hmm. I'll collect $200 and keep going around the board. But gotcha. If it's people that's like close to me, then yeah. Like if I have an idea or I'm excited about something and then somebody close to me like shuts it down, I'll be like, oh, like they'll take me down a peg a little bit. And I'll be like, dang, mm. oh, energy go low. Energy starts sinking like this, bro. Just sinking. Sinking. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if I don't know you like that, you can say whatever you want to say. And I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. All right, get out of here. Wow. Yeah, 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 yeah. You learn something new every day, man.
Every day.
But speaking okay, of being offended, yeah, 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 yeah. I know you've seen this down your timeline about how Michael B. Jordan and Mr. Lindo, they were getting ready to, you know, they're reading off the award and getting ready to hand off the award.
At the at the British BAFA, the awards over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then somebody with Tourette's shouted out the N-word. Speaking of, still staying in vain with it's a choice to be offended. Britt, like what are your thoughts? And granted the what was said and from what I read, was that throughout the night there were also many other interruptions, right? From, you know, you from the community, right? The Tourette's community that was there. But like, what are your
was
thoughts?
This a Tourette's event?
It wasn't a Tourette's event, but there were people with Tourette's that were in the audience,
and they shouted out.
It was one person, and his name was John Davison, from what I read, that said that. That, you know, he shouted the N-word.
He but didn't it's say a... Negroes. He didn't say that. He didn't say, oh, he didn't say Happy Negro Day.
It was blurred. It was blurred out what he said. It was blurred out. But I'm just saying that the N-word was shouted out.
Okay? I don't know. Why is that in your mind?
Why I mean, is I guess, that the first I guess thing? You need to do more research on how Tourette's really works, right? Because I mean, I've seen it in, you know, I've seen it in movies and, you know, I've seen examples, but I guess I need to really know how does Tourette's work?
Yeah, because it's like, is it the first said? Thing that you see? And then you have, because I don't, you know, I want to be sensitive to the person that has the Tourette's.
For
so
sure.
I don't want to go too hard. Because yeah. I could say some things, but I don't want to. But okay. I'm just saying, yeah, I don't know how it works either, like you're saying. So I guess it's like, if I see a black cat, will I say, you know, is that
Negro.
Negro cat? Like, yeah. Will I say Negro cat? Like, what will I... So I don't know, but I want to be very sensitive about that because I don't need the internet eating me alive. Because
TikTok,
man, they ate me alive. Not TikTok by Lauryn Hill. But
oh my goodness!
I won't get into it. I will not get into it. I'm not getting into it. But yeah, so I guess I what I feel about it is well, how did Michael B. and the other I forgot the actor. How did they respond? Do you know? Did they keep going?
I just saw them standing there and they just kept going. And I mean, that's why I brought up that topic with the conversation of is a choice to be offended, because they, I mean, I can't imagine what they faced and just seeing, you know, like in this industry and in Hollywood and doing what they're doing over the years and the press run and everything they've been doing after Sinners and all the other work that they've done over the year. I can't imagine the other stuff that they'd be hearing. Like, yeah, this is something that really is elevated because of the stage is on and because it's at an awards ceremony. But when the cameras is off, what? I can't even imagine.
They said, Jamie Foxx said that he knew what he was doing.
Mm.
the guy with Tourette's, and he said, "No, he knew what he was doing." So I was like,
"Ooh,
I don't know, because you don't want to offend anybody that has Tourette's."
Is tough.
I guess in his mind, when you see black people, you say, "Hey, I see Negroes."
Yeah, and then the other challenge for me, Britt, is like stuff like this continues to come up, like when it's iconic, like black and brown celebration moments, just like
right.
when it was what was it? I believe it was like a couple of years ago when it was like Moonlight. I think won mm-hmm. the award for either it was like best picture or something like that.
Oh, and they tried to get a movie to somebody else, yeah. And then they were like, "No, it goes to Moonlight." And they had to flip it and show it on the screen. It was like, why are we not giving? I mean, we know why, but it's like, y'all don't like us that much. We can't win the award
They won the award. Just give them the award that they won. Like, we didn't nominate ourselves. Like, come on.
Like, don't try to Steve Harvey us. Like, give us our award.
That's the part for me. It's just like, okay, it's just like a race. And if somebody run and they're like, "Oh, nah, you didn't win. The other person won. Oh, my bad. You won. We saw you cross the finish line first." Like, just say the person's name. Like, what is going on? So yeah. It's a choice to be offended thing. Like, I get that. I rock with that. And you know, the Holy Spirit live within me. Holy Spirit live within you. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, there does come a point in time to where you have to still stand on business. Because let's not forget Jesus stood on business too. You understand me? Jesus saw them in the church, boy, flipping tables. Mm-hmm. He like, "What are y'all doing in here?" Right. Like, this ain't the place for that. Mm-hmm. So there also does come a point in time to where, like, yeah, I believe what the Bible says, turn the cheek. But at the same time, the Bible don't tell you to be, the Bible don't tell you to be nobody fool. Okay.
Yeah.
So We got to understand that in culture. And as culture, yeah, we got to stop talking to people any kind of way. All right.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You can't talk to somebody any kind of way and then be surprised when they put the paws on you. Mm. You really can't be. I don't know why he started choking me. Sir, what'd you say to him? Well, actually,
I blurted out.
I called him a. Whoa. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, hey, okay.
I'll probably slap you too. Okay.
You kind of asked for it. Okay. So, yeah, that's my little TED Talk for the day. Okay.
Wow, that's crazy, Jonathan. Yeah.
I'm just saying,
you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. You be saying, say what you feel, Johnson. That's what I felt. Okay.
Say it, man.
That's what I feel. TikTok, am I wrong? YouTube, am I wrong? Instagram, am I wrong? Right. If you say the wrong thing to somebody, right, you put your mouth on people's family. You talk about their kid. No. If you got a disagreement with one person, take it up with that one person. You don't got to bring in everybody else. You don't got to start talking about their kids, their family, their husband, their wife. That's not necessary. Take it to that person. Mm. Get it settled. If you can't take it and get it settled between that person, have a conversation like grown-ups, well, then you bring in a third party, okay? This is biblical. The Bible says this. Then you bring in a third party to mediate that situation, okay? I'm done, Brie. I'm done. Okay.
All right. Oh, man. Okay, we got about 8 minutes left. Anything else on your mind? It's Tuesday.
No. Mine is free. One thing on my mind is that I need to do some research just to learn a little bit more about Tourette's, though, understand, right? Because if we better know and understand and we learn, then we can educate others. So then we can lift as we climb together.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's that's one thing about, you know, black culture. When we are in these situations and then we get disrespected, you know, when they go low, we go high, as Michelle Obama says. So it's like, you know, who knows? Maybe Michael B. Jordan could have popped off and said something to that man, you know, but he went high. He went high and kept his poise and he kept going. Mm. He kept going.
True.
So,
true.
You know, unlike Will Smith, he walked on stage.
Oh, wow. Wow. During Black History Month, you're going to, and I was going to be petty.
I love Will Smith. I don't care.
I'm talking
I don't care. I still love
Jordan.
Will Smith.
I was about to say that boy could have turned into Apollo Creed on that man.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Creed 4. Okay, here we go.
Right.
Right. But no, because not it's you that calling thing. Out Will Smith live.
I'm not calling. I'm just saying. He felt some type of way. That man walked up there and slapped that man. So
slapped the taste out that boy's mouth. Ooh. But either way, both of them continue to thrive. Will Smith and Chris Rock. We'll never get to the bottom of it.
I don't know. Them ticket sales are looking right. Will Smith said, hey, I'm going to slap you. And then next thing you know, all shows sold out. I don't know.
Will Smith probably got a kickback. Will said, I'm going to take one for the team here. Okay. Just as long as we make sure that National Geographic thing fall in place. Okay. A couple years down the line, everything will die down. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Chris, you come back up quietly. I do my thing. When we see each other in 2028, then we'll just act like it was all cool, okay? If this happens in 2028, now that'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. Now, what they should do, they should let them host the Oscars together.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, that'd be great.
That would be, and especially if they played on it. Did the little boxing flyer.
Yeah,
put one beside the other, head to head, tail to tail. Mm-hmm. We're so petty.
Yeah, I know.
But they would capitalize. No, they would really capitalize on that.
They really would. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of capitalizing, Britt, we're slowing back into this game. I have some more essentials that I want to go with the essential this or that. Okay.
It's not the same one from yesterday, is it?
No, these are some different ones. I'm not gonna ask you the same essentials. Sure. These are a little bit different. Yeah.
I'm ready.
But okay, so this one, letting the people know, since you switched up your home aesthetic, we're gonna start with the home aesthetic, this or that.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Neutral tones or pops of color?
Neutral tones lately.
Neutral tones lately. Okay, cool. Throw pillows everywhere or minimal couch?
I'm a throw pillow girl. I love a good throw pillow.
Open shelves or hidden storage?
It depends on what room. Because right now, in my kitchen, I have the open shelf concept. And then, in my living room, I have, closed cabinets. I guess they're still cabinets. But drawers, whatever. So, I don't know. I grew on me, the whole open door the whole open shelf concept thing, because I was like, everything's just open. But when I did it, because I have two shelves, technically four, and I was like, I love this. I love the way it looks. So, I like it. So, I'm going to go over shelf. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. We're going to run through these last four. Big statement mirror or gallery wall?
A big old statement mirror. I want a whole wall to be a mirror. Go ahead.
Oh wow. Fake plants, real plants.
So unfortunately I have this thing called a cat and he can only be around certain plants. So I still haven't been able to, dabble in my being a botanist or anything, because I can't, because Ozzy, I gotta make sure they're the right plants and the right light with him, so he's holding me back. So right now it's fake plants.
Hardwood floors or carpet?
Hardwood all day.
Oh, Hooper for life. Okay.
Hardwood classics. Okay. I love me a good hardwood classics only.
Hardwood classics only.
Now, growing up at my parents' house, we had carpet when we first moved in. And then, kids get out of the house, they want to remodel, and then they got hardwood floors everywhere.
Rip that carpet up.
But, during my basketball days, I used to love just going home, laying on the carpet, and then get back up. Yeah, but
hardwood floors.
It is a good feeling. Easier to clean, as my mother would say.
That is true. Man, shout out to my guy, Mauricio. He came over. That boy pulled up our carpet. Him and his dad got in our two-story house, pulled up the carpet, laid the carpet, full day, done. I said, wow. Y'all not playing no games. Yeah, y'all not playing no games. Okay, so look, we're going into the kitchen now. We're going into the kitchen.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
6:59, let's roll. Kitchen energy, gas stove or electric?
Gas, even though I have electric.
Ooh, air fryer or slow cooker?
Slow cooker. I barely like an air fryer. It's an oven.
Meal prep Sunday or cook daily?
Cook daily. I don't like meal prep because I don't like warming up leftovers. It's something about it. I don't know. It's psychological. I hate it.
Wow. Matching dish sets or you do the mix and match?
Matching. Why do you do mix and match dishes?
Easy. You just do whatever's clean. Okay. Glass container or plastic?
Glass all day. We ain't got time for those microplastics.
Oh, glass. Bottle. She keeping that hoop off the glass. Okay.
Mixing bowls, glass. Glass. Everything glass over here. Oh. Everything is breakable. Okay.
Oh, wow. Everything is breakable. Oh, awesome. Pantry organized in clear bins, or are we doing original packaging?
Oh no. I throw packaging out and then I organize it myself. I don't even keep the shoe boxes that the shoes come in. I have my own boxes.
Wow. Okay. So wow. Grocery list in Notes app, or are we writing it on paper? We old school.
I do a little bit of both. I do a little bit of both, honestly, Jonathan. Okay. I think it depends on what I'm doing. Like, if I have like a party or something that I'm doing, I need to write it all out. If I'm doing like my just regular daily grocery shopping, then I normally just have that in my, because you know you can make a grocery list on the reminders thing.
You sure can.
And it just separated by section, and then normally I buy the same thing every time, so I just like uncheck it.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah. That's it. That's the game today. That's
okay. The game today. Okay. I like that one. Yeah. It's essentials. Yeah. 2 days in a row. I like that. Hey, yeah. That meal prep thing.
Meal prepping is a religion. Like I see people do it and I'm like, oh God. Like they be having all them Tupperwares out. They be boiling 5 pounds of chicken, slicing it up and cooking the rice and cooking.
Yeah. Man, leftover chicken just tastes like rubber to me. And then they be doing like fish, and then they be doing like shrimp.
They do like, the fish.
And I'll be like, y'all can just warm that up in the microwave after 4 days. That's gross.
Ooh. Yeah, the smell of fish is terrible. Because I cooked some trout, yesterday morning I cooked some trout. And that wasn't it. That fish juice on my fingers. I'm like, so
Okay, guys. Well, have a great Tuesday. Do something good for yourself. Don't remember, if you're in Texas, early voting is upon us. It ends on the 27th, and then March 3rd is voting day. So go out there, make sure you vote, take somebody with you. You need your ID when you do go vote. And I hope you guys have a great day. All right. See ya.
Most definitely. And y'all, when you do go vote, make sure you bring like a book, make sure you bring your phone, and then like do your research in line if you have not done it already, right? Just so you know who you're voting for, you know what you're voting for, and just to make sure that your vote really does count, because you can go punch the ballot, but we want to make sure you punch the ballot intentionally. All right. So family, we talked about a lot today, but remember, okay, I want you to remember, stand on business today. Don't let nobody play with you. Don't let nobody play with your legacy. Don't let nobody just play with your life. All right. Point blank, period. And if you are not subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe. Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. And if you want to hear the audio experience, you can go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your audio podcast. Just make sure you type in Speak Your Success in the morning. But family, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow. And remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way?